T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There's nothing more excruciating than when you sit at a basketball game and watch. I think it was that first, I know there was a Kansas game we all sat down and watched, and it looked like it was moving fast, and then you got to the last 2 minutes and it took like another 45 minutes. Was it that second Kansas State game maybe this year that was like that? I don't recall, but it was a game I'm like, wow, this game is moving. And then the final 2 minutes came, and the last 2 minutes literally took 45 minutes to finish. And I'm like, because you were, yeah, it was a 6 o'clock start. We both like, oh, we'll get done early tonight. This will be good. And it ended up going to like 9 o'clock. And we're like, what in the hell are we doing out here in these games? I just think it is atrocious to foul and call timeouts under 2 minutes when you know in nobody's world that you have a chance to win that game, right? How often do those timeouts fouling actually help the team out?
Iowa had a crazy ending against Michigan State this year that they pulled one
out. Okay, that's one of the
double digits with like 90 seconds to go or whatever it was. And yeah, the ridiculous comeback, but few and far between. So.
Yeah,
I timed one, and it was an Iowa game, and I think it might have been that one, that Michigan State game, but final 3:40 took 28 minutes. And then the game went.
Nobody has any time for that.
It's 30 minutes to play three.
Right.
That's rough. The endings are rough.
Uh-huh.
Endings are rough. So I didn't hate his ideas.
No, I don't either.
Also, if you look at this year's tournament.
And again, just because there's an exception doesn't mean we don't change rules to get better. Baseball, for God's sakes, adopted a pitch clock, guys.
You look at this year's tournament, an overwhelming we're under. Now, you could say maybe they're just bad lines. We never take that into consideration, too. Bad line
could
setters.
Be bad line setters.
In
yeah.
Vegas.
But right? Everybody was
But
wrong,
everybody's
right?
beholden to the line, right? And they're like, oh, man, look at all these unders. So a bunch of games were under, which means that the expected scoring was lower. Again, you can have wrong projections. I will factor that in. I don't think enough people do. They're like, well, it's the line. It's right. No, it's just people setting that line. They may be wrong.
They're right a lot of the
times. They're
right
a lot of times or whatever.
Sometimes
they miss.
But they're
also setting the line to get gambling. It's not always what they expect to have happen.
Correct.
It's what they want to have happen.
They want 50% of the money on the left and 50% on the right.
So don't be completely beholden to that. But I saw another thing. I think it was Action Network that put it out that the three-point shooting in the tournament was at like a 10-year low. Part of the problem with the game is coaches are now not telling players they're not good at something.
Right. Oh, yeah, you want to shoot threes? Go ahead.
Guess what? Not everybody should be jacking threes. And so I do hesitate about, like, moving the three-point line deeper because that won't discourage you. It'll just make you prove that you can shoot further out.
Some guy shot one from the logo the other
right?
day and hit it.
So sometimes I think that can backfire. I think college reigns have been reduced so much that they're like that. Yeah, everybody can shoot the three. We'll play a five out offense and everybody just shoots threes. Guess what? Not everybody on your team is good at shooting threes. In fact, a few of them may be really bad at it. Mm-hmm. If I have two people that are really good at it, I don't know, have them shoot the threes. Not everybody.
Right.
And so I think there's too much green lighting in college basketball for some reason. You're not the pros where basically everybody does get a green light because you know what? They're really good at shooting.
Right.
Watch an NBA game. I know you might have to twist your arm to watch an NBA
game. Yeah, because nobody, they're not even playing.
Look how freaking talented those guys are. Like, everybody can shoot.
Yeah.
College basketball, not everybody can shoot, and they don't tell them that.
It really is. Like people who run down the NBA, and I'm running it down because of the load management stuff. I think it's total crap. If load management is too much, reduce the number of games. Give me 59 games in an NBA season. I don't want to hear about load management. You're playing 81 games a year. You got 6 months off. Play the game, right? and I don't think it's fair to the fans. And I'm over defending the players. Well, they're tired. Okay, if you don't want to do back-to-back games, don't schedule back-to-back games. If 81 or 82 games is too many, reduce the amount of games in the NBA to 59 or 60 and let's call it a day so the stars are playing. But when the guys do take the court in the NBA, they're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. They're the best athletes, I think, on planet Earth. And I thought that when I was covering the Spurs back in 1999, 2000, watching the way that NBA players work the floor, defend the floor, work to get open. And then every time these guys shoot, Josh, in the NBA, it's magical. It's like, wow, I can't believe how good somebody is at something that NBA players are at shooting, because it is night and day different from level of talent in the NBA to the college level. It's not even close.
So he said shooting from the logo, that was Caitlin Clark. You're right.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
And she can make it.
And she can make it.
She's a hell of a shooter.
Yeah.
Most dudes in college are not.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's exactly right.
Not saying Spector didn't have good points. I just don't like his Weasley voice. Mm-hmm. That may sum it up for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
913-586-7610, the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line.
Yeah. My daughter has been in the AAU for 4 years now. Seems like I could have paid for college with all that was spent to get her a scholarship.
I know it. I know.
From the 785, college basketball's never been better.
Thanks, Rothstein.
Yeah.
It has been better, and I love it. I love the sport. It's been better, though.
From the 913, and I want your answer on this. Why are we trying so hard to speed up every sport? Do we not enjoy the time spent watching it?
No, we don't. No.
Not America anymore.
No.
We just don't.
You tell me. World Baseball Classic last night had its moment.
Right.
Its moment. It's great. We had a great baseball moment last night. Ohtani takes on Trout.
On Costas' 71st birthday.
He throws. Trout strikes out swinging. Ohtani and Japan celebrate a World Baseball Classic championship.
As called on Fox on the 71st birthday of Bob Costas.
FS1, not Fox. It should have been on
Fox. Oh, that's right. My bad.
They were on FS1 last night. So that was a moment we had in baseball last night. A moment where that sports people tell you that's a moment. That was it. That was, where were you when? You had the two best players going mano a mano. It was 3 hours and 15 minutes into a exhibition ball game, and it was 9:40 at night in Kansas City time.
10:40 at night on the East Coast.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, we don't have it. No.
No, we don't. We just don't. I don't know what changed.
We got to get them in smaller packages. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But the time that it takes to get through a game is often excruciating. The NFL is about the only one that doesn't have complaints.
Yeah, it really is. Every sport right now is. Well, I don't know that hockey does so much anymore. Those games are fast moving. And I don't know that I hear about pace of play in the NBA. They have their only issues.
But if you could shorten the
intermission time in hockey, I would go to 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Intermission time's forever. I've sat down to watch hockey, and then I go to the intermission, and then I'm gone.
Yeah, right. You do. You get lost in it. You're right.
So I would say for their sport, I would probably speed that up.
When we were kids and used to go to the Devil games a lot, like the intermission for a 10-year-old kid, 15 minutes is a long time, right? We used to run around the thing at the top of the arena. Like you could run around the entire concourse at the top of the arena.
Kids go run around and come back.
You go run around and come back, and then, you know, the second period would start or whatever the case may be. But you're right, because I do find myself, I'll get there at puck drop, right? And I watch the first period, and the first intermission happens, and I find myself somewhere else. Yeah.
And you never get back.
Yeah, you're right. The intermissions are a little bit too long in the NHL, and I understand why they are. You know, the players need a little bit of a rest and whatnot, and it's a grueling sport. But yeah, every sport's like that now. And I say, I don't know what changed. I do know what changed. We all sit around with these phones in our hand thinking we should be doing something else, and we've lost patience for what we're doing in the moment. It goes back to enjoying the moment instead of trying to capture the moment. And sometimes we forget, hey, just enjoy the game instead of trying to worry about what I should be doing or could be doing or what I'm missing on the book face or the metaverse or whatever the case may be.
Now, you could say it's wrong and we should pay more attention. I would agree. Yeah, I would love to have, but I'm dealing with the facts.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or the trends, I should say. Not necessarily the fact, the trends. The trends would indicate we have less patience. We have less staying power. So sports needs to get back in that regard.
Correct.
One of the things I did not like from our buddy Gene Watson's interview yesterday was
Watson!
You had mentioned some changes to the schedule, whatever, And he said, well, don't plan a baseball changing anything. Well, I think it's the wrong approach.
But they did change something this year. They went to
in terms of reducing their schedule, like playing so many games.
Right.
That's a factor, too. It's not a time on an individual night, but a factor in a season. Their season's too long.
Too long.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said, well, don't plan a baseball changing any of that. I'm not pointing the finger at Gene, but I'm just saying I feel like that's a baseball perspective that I think is antiquated.
Yeah.
For most people, you would want less games and more games that matter and more opportunity. So I think sports has to look at navigating those things. The NFL seemingly can do whatever it wants. There will come a day where they can't. I think there will come a day.
I don't know, man. I never think about pace of play when I'm watching an NFL game, ever.
They can do whatever they want and we go, yes, please, give us more.
Do you ever sit and watch an NFL game and go, God, I wish this game would speed up?
Doesn't need the time. I'm saying the game in general. Game in general. Sports in general has to accommodate what the viewing habits are. Right now, the NFL can do whatever it wants.
Whatever they want, yeah.
And we'll go, yes, please, give me more. More days of the week. There'll come a time where they'll have to be more accommodating. I think some of these other sports have to realize they have to be in a spot to be more accommodating.
Sure.
College basketball could stand to be more accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
Make their game better and more palatable at other times of the year beyond the 3 weeks of the tournament.
That's right, because really, it's not even the 3 weeks, Josh. It's the first weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we just lived through, and now we're into the Sweet 16, and you're looking at the lineup, and you're like, my bracket's screwed. I don't really have my team left in this. A lot of the blue bloods are out.
I committed all of Thursday last week. I don't know if I got another Thursday
to commit to it.
Yeah. I would imagine that more in totality consumed last week than will consume this week.
I would think so, too.
Right?
Yeah. Last week was great. Thursday and Friday were so much fun, man.
You're constantly battling for people's eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I think college basketball could do a better job in their sport. I think plenty of other sports can do a better job. And we're all beholden to the NFL, and they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah. It's from the 785. Chiefs games I could watch forever. Other teams, sometimes I want to turn it off in the second quarter. Yeah. That sounds like my mother now. Like, she'll go, I love watching Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You put on these other games, and they're so boring. And we're spoiled here. We are so spoiled by the product that we get to watch every Sunday night, Thursday night, or Monday night here in Kansas City. We are so spoiled with our product that it as good as the NFL is, we're just better. I mean, it's just incredible, man. It's just so exciting and so much fun. And like, if you just don't get that rush of adrenaline for 3 hours watching this Chiefs team, I can't help you on that one because it is just better than everything else. You don't want to miss anything.
913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Toast Service text line, always open for you. You can request your music as well. Tag your name on the way back Wednesday so that you get the credit. We will talk to Jay Binkley coming up at 8:30. Nicky Lopez will join us at 9:40 from Royals spring training coming up a little bit later on in the show. There was a big birthday besides Bob Costas's that's now underway. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
That's just what we need. People coaching football games from their mom's basement.
We already have enough of that.
We have enough of that, man. It's called Pro Football Focus.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happy birthday to Bob Costas. Was he 71?
71. Some of the great calls of the Bob Costas era.
Bob Costas era. You also requested music on a Way Back Wednesday, 913-586-7610.
Uh-huh.
Put your name on it and B double read it on the air.
Our buddy J-Rod wanted some real life. Send me an angel right here on Fesco in the morning. It's good, Casey.
Very foggy out this morning. See, there have been some accidents, so be careful out there.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke's out there hitting people.
Yeah, no kidding, man. If you see Dick Van Dyke barreling through your neighborhood, get the hell out of the way. He's going to run your ass over.
If you don't know who he is, that's fine. I had to Google it. That's fine.
He's 98 years old.
He was on Twitter. He was trending. I'm like, you assume he's dead. You assume he's dead, right?
Yeah, God.
Touring or not touring?
Actually, I knew Hollywood. He was alive because he had that car accident.
And then you hit on it. It's a car. Yeah, he was in a car accident. Yeah. And then you're like, he's still driving?
I actually Googled him to see if Dick Van Dyke was his real name. And it is. It's not a stage name. Jerry Van Dyke was his brother.
Correct.
Yeah. Who was on Coach for all those years. It's actually Richard Van Dyke. So anyway, yeah, Dick Van Dyke in an accident yesterday drove into like the sign of his neighborhood in California. No drugs or alcohol involved. He's 98 years old. And the cops are like, yeah, you're going to have to start taking a driver's test every year.
Yeah.
About that age that when happens. We have to start doing that. You're getting close too, you know.
I remember when we took Grandpa's driver's license away. Same thing. Swiped a mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, you're done.
Yeah. Are you being serious about that? Swipe the mailbox. Yeah. We took my grandmother's away when she drove through the garage door. Yeah. Like, all right, it's time, Grandma.
That happens.
My parents, like, they never went away or did anything when we were kids, and so they went away for like one weekend, and Grandma was there, drove right through the garage door. So I had to call my dad's friend and say, "You need to come over here and help me fix this garage door." Hilda drove through it. And so he came over, fixed the garage door, tried to get through, like, you know, they weren't going to notice. They noticed away. They knew. They knew.
50 disc. Dick Van Dyke driving at 98.
98. Yeah, that's right.
I think his best driving days are probably behind him.
You're Dick Van Dyke. Get a driver.
We can go ahead and get one of the Van Dyke children to drive him around.
Or great-grandchildren. There's somebody out there that can drive Dick Van Dyke around.
I would sign up
for that job. If I was living in L.A. right now, I'd sign up to be Dick Van Dyke's driver.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you see Dick Van Dyke and his Lexus barreling through the neighborhood, get the hell out of the way. He's going to run your ass down.
Get out of the way.
And this is not the first time.
If you don't know Dick Van Dyke, Google it. It's fine.
From Danville, Illinois.
I'd be careful.
Why? Make it Jerry?
Sure. Yeah. So Bob Costas' birthday. Got a lot going on today.
A lot going on.
We'll continue to play some of the great sports highlights of his era.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter celebrated a birthday.
Twitter celebrating a birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
17. You thought they were a problem before now. Wait till they're 17.
Yeah, wait till they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Next year they could smoke.
You thought they were a pain in the butt at 16.
Right.
Whew. Should see him now at 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a problem.
It is,
all the attitude in the world.
Yep. All of it, man. They're ready to go to college.
Right.
They're done with you.
Know all the answers.
Mm-hmm. You talking about Twitter still?
Just full misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Twitter.
Happy birthday, Twitter.
Yeah.
Are they celebrating? Are we having a cake for this?
I don't know. Is it still around? Yeah. Remember that, too? It's still here, right? Even after it was, like, sold and whatever, and everything was going to change. Nothing has changed.
Twitter, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really pay much attention to that. I don't think anything has changed for me on there. Well, they realized that they were going to start charging people, and people went, we're not paying for this.
No.
We've had 16 years of free stuff. Now you're going to start charging us?
Nope.
What do you think? You are the newspaper?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like anything's really happened. I thought the demise was there.
Mm-hmm.
Use it correctly. Still a great source of finding information.
Oh, it is for that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you can also get into the weeds, man.
Yeah.
I got a list of words that I have blocked. It has been beautiful.
Yeah. The blocking of words is your best friend.
Hell, it really
That's
is.
That's what you need to know.
Yeah.
If you don't know that now, like remove certain things and you'll feel a whole lot better.
Yep.
Certain key buzzwords. Like I got rid of J-Lo and Ben. And
yeah,
I feel,
that's
good.
You feel
great.
Yeah.
I don't see any J-Lo and Ben.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's right. Done with that.
I could see getting rid of the Ben, but J-Lo?
Tired of J-Lo.
She can never get tired of J-Lo.
No, yeah, no.
That's Jennifer Lopez.
Gone. That is correct.
Alex Rodriguez's ex-girlfriend.
You mute A-Rod, mute Ben, all that.
Could you imagine had A-Rod and J-Lo won the Mets bid, what that would have been like? That would have been fun to watch from afar.
You mean after they broke up?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. From the text line, I don't think you can buy cigs until you're 20 or 21. I don't know. Have they changed the age of smoking now?
Beats me. I don't
Can't
know.
Start burning lung darts until you're 20. Fine.
Dick Van Dyke has a 50-year-old wife. Why isn't she driving him?
It's a good question. Yeah.
It's valid if true.
Yep.
It's valid. I don't know.
Because
he probably is a stubborn old man, would be my guess.
Of course.
My first guess would be stubborn old man.
You ever try to take somebody's driver's license away? Like I said, we're coming
for
yours, Josh. It's it's not easy. It's not fun.
Yeah. 50 discs.
I see people driving every day whose license I want to take. I don't know who they are, but I can see the way they drive.
His son, Barry Van Dyke, flew Airwolf.
Oh, no kidding.
Was he an Airwolf?
How cool would that have been?
What?
So,
back
so
in the 80s, another show that does not stand the test of time
at all.
If you ever
no.
run into Airwolf, we thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Sucks bad now.
See, back in the day, you had good shows, Airwolf and Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm. They just don't hold up.
No, they really don't. The Dick Van Dyke's son, Barry Van Dyke. So we're getting into the weeds now where it's like, this is like the Mandelbaums. Like if Dick Van Dyke is 98, Barry Van Dyke is what, 75? He probably shouldn't be driving either.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
So then you got the son, the 75-year-old father, the son's probably 45 or 50. And then you got the grandkid and then the great-grandkid. So the great-grandkid is the one who should be driving Dick Van Dyke around.
Correct. And he's like, hey, great-grandson, Google me.
Yeah.
How's a big deal?
Hey. Honestly, though, what Dick Van Dyke was in, like, Mary Tyler Moore or something?
Airwolf was canceled by, I'm in for this, it's fine.
All right.
Airwolf was canceled by CBS after season 3. It was renewed for one more season on USA, starring Barry Van Dyke as the Jan Michael Vincent, Jan Michael Vincent's brother. Oh, okay.
I'll buy
I remember Jan Michael Vincent.
Yeah, I remember
flying
Jan.
Airwolf. I didn't know.
Isn't
there was
it Jean football. Michael Vincent?
So,
is that the Vincent that Don McLean sang about?
Then, if you want to Google Jan Michael Vincent, pretty sad life. But that's for you to get depressed in your own time.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Twitter was 17, which led us to Jerry Van Dyke barreling through the neighborhood, running people down.
We'll talk to you about Jay Binkley coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Character Concerns podcast is out there. Their Chiefs 1.0 mock draft is out as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this story comes from Ben Roethlisberger, of all places. He could have played last year.
Could have, should have, no.
Tells 105.9 in Pittsburgh that after Jimmy Garoppolo's injury, the 49ers contacted him.
Mm-hmm.
He acknowledged he had some interest in a return, Ultimately, he says his loyalty to the Steelers kept him from coming back.
Oh, come on. Why would you be loyal to the Steelers? They ran you out of town and tried to do so a few years prior.
They were, I think, reaching out maybe just to gauge my interest. I had discussions. I'd be lying if I didn't say there's a small part of me that was intrigued.
Right.
I could still do it and prove that people and to prove to people I could still play. At the end of the day, I just can't see myself in anything other than the black and gold. Maybe the case. I don't know. If I were him, maybe you should have done it. That was a playoff team.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
That was a playoff team.
I mean, how good could he have been at that point of the year, right?
Couldn't you go, I'll give it a late shot and
see if we get into the Super Bowl? I mean, maybe if he's playing in that game against the Eagles, maybe the 49ers stand a chance. They had a great defense.
Certainly as the backup, you wouldn't have to put Brock Purdy in there with no arm.
That's exactly right.
Could have put in Ben Roethlisberger with no arm.
With no arm, yeah. Because remember his last game here at Arrowhead, right?
Yeah.
How difficult was that
bad,
to watch?
Bad, bad, bad.
I mean, he could barely throw.
I wouldn't care about legacy. Maybe you don't want to stop the clock on the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That could be part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't stop the clock on that, right? It's already going.
Because if you come back and then you're going in with Tom Brady.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he got out. He's going to go in a year before Tom.
But if you're him, wouldn't you be like, yeah, I think when Garoppolo got hurt, they were like 8-4, right? Something like that. So.
That's interesting. The Hall of Fame thing is very interesting.
You're pretty far down the road. All I got to do is jump in here and see if I can navigate this thing in the postseason. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Dudes are timing their retirement based on not going into the Hall with Tom Brady.
If I'm Big Ben, I probably would have done it. Not that he would have been affected, but effective necessarily. It has no bearing on that, but would you have done it just to be like, heck, yeah, let me try to strike one late. Yeah, I would have.
But think about this.
I don't have to go in week three. I'm going like tail end of the season.
Yeah. You know? But think about it. In 3 years, we're going to see
run.
Ben Roethlisberger go into the Hall of Fame, followed by Tom Brady, followed by Aaron Rodgers.
Not bad.
That's a great three-year stretch
Not bad at all.
And quite frankly, all three of those guys deserve to have that day for themselves. You don't need now. Obviously, there will be some other guys that go in, but not as impressive as the quarterbacks, right? You will see each of those guys get their due. If they were to go in together, it would be a convoluted mess.
It is time to talk to the one, the only Jay Binkley of 610 Sports Radio, our draft guru. Now the Character Concerns podcast, it's up, it's going, and Mach 1.0 is out. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing this morning?
You sound great.
Eagerly anticipating the Chiefs Mach 1.0, as you know.
October.
I've been peppering you for a while about this thing.
I know.
Good to finally have it out.
Now you have it, 610sports.com, just right there in the front. So you've been waiting for this, but we put it out this week with a audio version of it.
So who are the Chiefs taking at number 31 overall, Jay?
Well, that's a good question. You're welcome. The way we did this is, since it's the three of us, we're going to go around in each week, probably a different person with somebody new that they selected. But Nick Schwart went somewhere that I would have gone. He went Jalen Hyatt. The wide receiver of Tennessee, and we did it different this year. We did it with a simulator just so we couldn't go taking anybody that we wanted to in the first round, but we went wide receiver Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, and whether it's him or Quentin Johnson or anybody like that, even a Zay Flowers at a wide receiver, the top four receivers, I would take any one of them because that's where I would go with my number one pick if I was a Chief.
So you're going wide receiver at number one, and if you're Kansas City.
And he'd hinted that was the guy you'd hinted about probably a month ago when I was bugging you, Jay. So you've stayed wide receiver. You think they go skill at that spot because they can find some value at 31 at the skill spot?
I do. I think you can find value there. I also think you can find some value at edge at 31. And like I told you guys, it's kind of like they're not even picking 31. When you think of four quarterbacks probably going to be gone, two running backs, a couple of corners, some tight ends are going to be there. I mean, you take all that down, you're all of a sudden picking like 22nd in the NFL draft because of all those positions that you weren't going to get in the first round are going to be taken. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes, I asked you guys a couple of weeks ago who's the second best receiver he's had, and it's an argument between Juju and Sammy, which, you know, shouldn't be the case for a future Hall of Fame quarterback. You've got to keep giving him weapons. And I truly believe this is the year to give him to him in the first round.
So, Jay, we were talking about it earlier. If you had to choose between a wide receiver or a rush end at number 31, I said I would go defensive end because Andy Reid has shown that he can scheme anybody into any system and make it work. So I would go defensive end. Why do you choose wide receiver over defensive end?
Well, I can give you the same argument.
Okay.
Because the Chiefs finished second in the NFL in sacks. And when you look at the Chiefs' edge rusher, you say, well, how did the Chiefs? They don't have an elite pass rusher, but they finished number two only behind the Eagles in sacks. How they do it? Well, they blitz from all – they manufactured it from the linebacker position, you know, from the safety position, from all that. Yes, Andy Reid's scheme does provide – it's unbelievable. This offense went for 5,000 yards and only had one 1,000-yard receiver, and that was the tight end. I just think when you think of Travis Kelce – he's not getting any younger, and I know we keep saying this each and every year, but eventually you got to think about that plan. Then it almost bit him in the Bengals game where they didn't have any receivers. You're down to Jody Fortson running wide receiver routes and Noah Gray doing the same thing because you didn't have any wide receivers left. And you can't always bank on Kadarius Toney being healthy each and every week, and you just don't want to get in a situation where Justin Watson was even ill that week, and you just would hope that he would have been in that game against the Bengals. It almost kind of came to bite him because they didn't have the weapons. But when I think of what the MO for this team is, it's offense. It's moving the football down. It's putting pressure on the defense. It's scoring points. That's why, you know, forget about rushing. I'm giving Patrick Mahomes weapons.
Jay Binkley joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Find it interesting as well. So then you had pick number 263rd overall. And you stayed skill guys as well and offensive pass catchers as well. Tight end being addressed early by the Chiefs.
Yeah, I didn't go tight end in round one, even though this is a great year for tight ends. And I think people are going to be looking back at this draft and already saying, you know, look at the quality of tight ends in this draft. And I just don't want to think you're going to be a couple years down the road. You're saying, man, why didn't we draft a quality tight end in that draft? Because they are there. And, you know, a good tight end makes a huge difference. Look at what Travis Kelce's meant to this team. Do I think Noah Gray is going to be that answer for this team? No, he's a serviceable, you know, nice, maybe number two tight end down the future. But yeah, I thought, okay, you better go ahead and get one. And the Chiefs are picking at the end of the second round, so it's essentially a third round pick anyway. So I did go tight end the same round Travis Kelce was taking him.
And also a South Dakota State kid. Are you on their payroll? It seems like every year you got somebody from South Dakota State going to the Chiefs.
You think so, Bob, or North Dakota State.
Right.
North Dakota State or South Dakota State. No, but he's considered a top five tight end no matter who you look for. And I remember I'm one of those ridiculous people that watch the FCS playoffs and enjoy watching it. And they kept talking this guy up, and so I started watching him. And then next week I watched playoffs to see what this guy is. But it's Tucker Kraft, who's 6'5", 254, and people might know Dallas Goedert, the tight end for the Eagles. Same round. He was drafted in the second round. And he's 6'4", 256, only 2 pounds heavier, and he went to South Dakota State, just like Tucker Kraft. And he's been a good tight end in the National Football League, but he's a great blocker. And not only that, he's good with the ball yards after catch. And I think of Kelce when I think of that. What can you do, and how hard are you to bring down? And this guy is. So, yes, when last year 7 of the 10 picks went to defense for the Chiefs, I felt this year was more maybe take care of the offense this year is why I went wide receiver. And then, well, Nick went wide receiver in round one. I go tight end in round two.
Let's talk about round six, pick 217. What are we doing here?
Such a Binkley pick.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
You know, this really is, and you might say I took this personally, and that would be true, but I could make a case for this. Oh, by the way, if you look, before we get to pick that pick, go to pick 6, 178, Nick's pick of Luke Haggard. He's blocking Will Karloftis in college. If you want a good picture for that. No, but I went Stetson Bennett here, and he's going to get drafted probably in the 7th round. And this pick's right next to the 7th round.
Excuse me, who did you say?
What's that?
Who did you say?
Stetson Bennett.
Will Haggard, the pick right before the Stetson Bennett. It's kind of cool because it's good. Karloftis.
No. I'm talking about your pick.
Over his pick
your
of pick. Stetson Bennett.
You have Stetson
Georgia
Bennett going to the Chiefs.
In round 6.
Oh, that's right. I do have Stetson Bennett. And here's the thing, guys. When you think of NFL teams, what do they do? What did the Patriots do with Ryan Mallett? Flipped him for a pick.
Right.
What did they do with Matt Cassel? Flipped him for a pick. They always draft quarterbacks. Even though you have a quarterback, you still take them. And when you have an opportunity, because this is basically a 7th-round pick, it's just right there at the end of the 6th round, and I knew those guys wouldn't have taken him in the 7th round, So I went in, except for Chris, he might have done it. But I went and took him. Here's a guy, sixth in the nation in passing, over 300 yards a game. He's extremely quick. When you're thinking about a quarterback picking up those first downs, if that's where you want to use him as, he had 10 rushing touchdowns last year, 27 passing. He's an SEC title game MVP. He's back-to-back national championship game MVPs. And I think you think Michelle and all these – listen, a lot of quarterbacks can't hold his jockstrap. This guy's got two national title belts and two national title MVPs. Finished fourth in the Heisman, got invited to New York. So, yeah, I took a – and you put him with Andy Reid – you're looking for the perfect backup for Mahomes. I thought it was going to be a veteran quarterback because that's kind of what they'd wanted. So they had a situation like Chad Henne. Could you come in and guide us on a 98-yard drive? Well, Stetson Bennett's been in the toughest of games. You played in two national title games. You've been in close SEC title games. Who would you trust? If you're not going to go out there and get one of the quarterbacks that I think they covet that has NFL experience, don't you want a quarterback with big game experience, a guy that you can put behind Mahomes and trust him for years to come if he goes in? You're not going to find this quality quarterback very often in the seventh round.
So they're going to Kevin Cobb this thing up and talk him up and then end up flipping him for like a third round pick next year.
That's always on the table. I consider it a stock, but I also, I know what they've been looking for. And the thought was they're going veteran quarterback. They'll keep Michelle here, but going with somebody they can trust because Andy Reid covets that. The minute Nick Foles was available a couple years ago, he went out and got him. The two
don't
positions,
expect that again.
No. But what I said is left tackle, I think, has to be a guy with experience. Andy Reid's not – I told you guys that a couple weeks ago. He's not going to play a rookie, and I don't think he's going wants to do it for backup quarterback unless you have a guy that's played in two straight national title games and really done things ice water in the veins. I don't care what his age is. He's going to be a backup quarterback for you anyway. This is a younger version of Chase Daniel that hadn't made the money yet.
I hate your pick, Jay.
I love it, Jay. I'm on board with this. I picked a Stanford quarterback in the second round yesterday because it gave me an A on the semi-pro football out of focus draft simulator, and I know how much people love draft grades.
Yeah, so
I got an
well.
A, so I took a quarterback second in the second round. Yeah.
People keep sending these drafts to us. They have 11 picks. Chiefs only have 10 picks. But by this guy, this was graded horribly by Pro Football Focus. I will say this, Bob.
So then it's a good draft. Then it's a good draft. Yes,
it is a good draft, Bob. You saw the Patrick Mahomes things I emailed you yesterday, right?
Yeah. Draft grades. Oh, the draft grades on Patrick Mahomes were terrible. C's and B's and terrible pick. Oh, reach, a stretch.
You guys
These people
talking
don't
about
know.
This. Yeah, you guys were talking about this, and it was cracking me up and making me think, man, I should send them this. How about this one from the Patrick Mahomes grades? I mean, it was torn up. Here's USA Today. Calling Mahomes a project is a major understatement. He's nowhere near ready to play in the NFL. And honestly, he may never be.
Well, it took
inconsistent to the accuracy.
It took him a year.
After they drafted him, the Chiefs draft got a D, a C minus, stuff like that. So here's the thing. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Bank.
Guys, you have a good day.
You too, Jay.
Jay Binkley, the Character Concerns podcast is up right now. It has the full Chiefs mock, all of their picks done by Jay, Nick Schwert, Chris Unocero. You can check it out at 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, audio included, but a lot of breakdown of their selections as well. And boy, he went all in on Stetson Bennett.
He really did. Do you know anybody that loves anything as much as Jay Binkley loves the draft?
I don't think so. No.
I mean, honestly, other than people, but like stuff.
I don't think so. No.
I love Lamp, but I don't know that I love Lamp as much as Jay likes the draft.
That's a for sure. Hey.
Maybe Skinny Pop. I don't know.
Bally's has got a little something for you.
Yeah, little is right.
We'll tell you what next.
Fesco in the morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. Subscribe and download to the Character Concerns podcast right now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All I can say tell you once again, comes down to fundamentals.
Oh, my goodness! Sorensen hit that one from the parking lot. And Vermont has a 59-55 lead. 106 to go in OT.
Happy birthday to Bob Costas.
That's right.
Turned 71 today, playing some of the great highlights of his era in sports. You request some music as well on a Wayback Wednesday at 913-586-7610. Add your name so that B-Dub would read it aloud over these here airways.
Right.
Just like I'm about to do right now, our buddy Miles wanted Blind Melon, some No Rain on a rainy,
good call.
Foggy,
I love that.
Drizzly.
Love some No Rain.
You said it's supposed to clear up later? Is that what you were telling me?
Maybe I'm being optimistic.
Oh.
What's AccuWeather saying?
I don't think anybody's saying anything other than blah. I hate days like this, especially at this time of year. I'm ready for the sun. I'm ready for the smell of daffodils and lilacs and
like
frolicking.
50.
Thought you were going to say the smell of sausages on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
45-50%. Chance of rain.
But is the sun supposed to come out?
The rest of the day.
No, so not good. So you lied to me.
Yeah.
I got my hopes up a couple hours ago.
I was being optimistic.
You lied to me.
I'm tired of indoor spring practice, Dub.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, you are tired of it.
We're not getting a lot done inside.
You having them run gassers end to end?
They're running a lot. It's not very fun.
My kids started track yesterday at the middle school, right? And they had to run a 100 and a 200. My youngest daughter comes home, oh, my God, my legs. I go, how much did you run today? She goes, I ran a 100. I'm like, and what else? That was it.
Yeah, it's a long way.
100 meters?
Yeah, it's a long way.
It's like from here to the lav.
I remember in junior high, middle school, right? Same thing. We called it junior high then. If you ran a mile.
Oh, my God.
You were like the fittest person at your school.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. That presidential fitness test, you had to run a mile.
An 800?
That?
No chance. I don't want that 800. Nobody wanted the 800.
Is an 800 two laps?
Yeah. Nobody wanted the 800, right? 400 wasn't even a sprint then, obviously. That was still, when you're in middle school, that's still a distance.
That's still a distance, yeah.
Right? And you run an 800? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a lot. 800's like, a mile then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a mile. I mean, like, now if I do a mile, I'm like, that's just a warm-up.
800 is a half mile.
Half mile. Okay. Yeah. Now if I do a mile, I'm like, that's just a warm-up. That's just getting started. Yeah. But, yeah,
well,
you're right.
You remember that age? That was, like, distance, man.
Yeah.
That was super distance.
High school it was, too, you know? I hated running. Still do, but I have to. Otherwise, I can't eat.
Running in school hallways, not that exciting.
No.
So, yeah.
Is that what you guys are doing, up and down the hallways?
Yeah.
We used to do it in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Because it was on a slight angle,
it
you know?
Seems every sport's taken a different place in the building. You know what I mean? So we got the upper level track is now the upper level of the school. Yeah.
God.
Not all the fun. We need to get outside.
Yeah. Everybody needs to get outside. Yeah. Somebody said they missed the smell of, cut grass right about now. Yeah. I also like the smell of asphalt.
It's from your neighbor, Bob. Your neighbor.
Well, he was out there the other day sniffing the grass.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So we'll see. Overcast skies. Best thing to do. Hey, good news. Bally's is going to be streaming baseball.
Oh, they are?
I think it's great news. I know Royals fans have been clamoring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, just get this thing right. We've been pounding the table for it, too. I saw a story. They're going to be streaming baseball.
That's fantastic. I'm excited.
So that's cool.
That's good. Can I buy the Royals separately, or how is this going to work?
Yeah, I think you still buy the Royals separately. I still think they have that as well, but... now you get minor league baseball for free.
Who the hell wants that?
Major League Baseball has worked out a deal with Bally's to stream all minor league games. I don't know. Could you get your major league thing figured out first?
Yeah, let's work on something people want.
Could you get that ironed out first? Because getting my fill of all the minors is not what I'm really looking for.
Josh, I don't know about you, but tonight the Jersey Shore Blue Crabs are playing the Reading Phillies.
Like, every once in a while it'll be fun. Yes, there's a prospect down in Omaha. Give me that or whatever. This particular story cites, you know, all these two New York prospects. People wanted to see them last year, and you would have had to pay $30 a month to get MLB's minor league baseball.
Do you know how many people signed up for the minor league app last year?
I bet like tens.
40,000. That's not a lot. That's
not a lot.
That's one sold out game at Kauffman Stadium. I bet
there's 40,000 people right now in the Kansas City Metro. Like, I can't get my.
Yeah, I can't get the Royals. Why do I want to watch minor league baseball?
Not getting my game.
Right. Yeah, I don't. I look at that. I'm like, okay, great. That's an accoutrement to getting the baseball done the right way. Right. Like, that's like, you know, the minor league baseball, you go to a restaurant, you order the main course, and it comes with side dishes or whatever. And you're like, I don't really want the side. I just want the big steak. Give me the big steak. But we're throwing in the mashed potatoes for free, so you got to take it anyway, right? That's where the minor league stuff should be. And it shouldn't be released until you get this major league stuff figured out, till all the blackouts are released. And that should be in addition to an accoutrement to having Major League Baseball.
Which is. It's a nice addition.
But we haven't got. It's like bringing out you a plate of potatoes and no meat.
Yeah, correct. It'd be great to be able to access some of that for free.
Yeah.
To be able to see a prospect down in the minors.
Absolutely. Fine, great. But you still haven't figured out the main course here.
Correct.
You're feeding me potatoes and spinach, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Give me the meat. Because.
And I'm huge on apps because I'm not the main course, because my other idea, in addition to cannabis, is taps and apps.
Yeah.
That's what I'm big on. So I'm huge on, I don't need to have the main course.
Uh-huh.
So a bad example for me all the time.
Yeah, you like appetizers.
You just give me some fried stuff. I'm probably good.
But that's fine if you go in knowing that. But if I go in and I order a steak and they bring out a plate of mashed potatoes and asparagus, I'm like, no.
And they're like, well, what's it take to get the steak? Well.
Yeah, you're in a blacked out location and we're not allowed to serve steak here. We can substitute it with fish. Yeah, but I don't want fish. I want steak. Yeah, but we can't do that at this restaurant because you're in the blacked out area. What? Like, I have a friend who goes to Colorado
a lot.
If
you're them, you shouldn't even be announcing this.
Right.
It's an insult that they've announced this.
It is, yeah.
You're like, but fix the other problem
right,
first.
Yeah.
And then come to us with, we're going to add this on.
Yeah. How would you like to buy this house? It's got a great basement. It's got 5 bathrooms. It's fantastic. No roof, but it's a great house.
Doesn't even have a living room.
I don't want that.
No.
But it's a great price. It's free.
I need that first.
Okay. Great. I need the roof. I got to have the Major League Baseball
stuff.
Valid
question. If the parents and families weren't subscribing, how many people actually signed up?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Valid question. Yeah. I don't know the case of that. Because, yeah, it's fantastic for the access of it all.
No question. If your kid's playing in AA baseball, they'll never have a chance to play in the big leagues.
Yeah.
You're watching that.
Yeah, I'll sign up for this.
Remember, only 10% of minor leaguers make it to the big league level. The single biggest waste of money in sports is minor league baseball. For return on investment, 10% of the guys in the minor leagues make it to the majors.
Yes.
And they're spending oodles and oodles of money on that. Yeah. Seems frivolous and wasteful to me. A lot of pork in the baseball product these days. And I'm not talking about the good kind that you can eat.
Oh, the other kind of pork.
Yeah. I think it's called pork. I don't know. Okay.
Low-key signing that I like. Chiefs are bringing back Derek Nnadi.
I love this move. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I was kind of in the camp of, I think Colin Saunders probably played himself to a different team.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, give me Saunders or Nnadi back to add to the rotation. One of those two.
Right.
Saunders leaves. Colin Saunders leaves. Gets a nice little contract. And then Derek Nnadi's coming back at a pretty reasonable rate. I think there's some kind of veteran something or other that they've worked out with him. And I like it. Nice low keys. Like, just go. Guy just goes and does his job.
Yep.
Just part of that defensive line rotation.
You got a nice four-man rotation right now at the tackle spot, don't you? Nice four-man rotation spot. Jones, Charles.
Yeah, Omenihu's, I think, can be a versatile flex guy, but yeah.
And then you got Wharton and Nnadi behind him.
And then you brought back Turk Wharton off of injury.
Yeah.
But he could be a guy that'd be like, okay, well, here's your opportunity to be, I don't know, Colin Saunders next year.
Correct, yeah.
Play yourself into something more. And then Nnadi, that's a nice little four-person rotation there.
Mm-hmm. I'd still go with probably another defensive lineman to make sure I got proper depth on that defensive line. But, man, that's a four-man rotation. I think a lot of teams would give, you know, their left arm to have.
Yeah. So, just kind of a quiet return.
Mm-hmm.
His agent announced, like, back to Kansas City. It was like a real kind of low-key move. But I'm like, yeah, yeah. You need those types. And the Chiefs have been really good at getting those types of, obviously Nnadi was a draft pick, but getting those types of guys to fill in along the defensive line rotational wise, especially on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good move for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think it's a great, I love the move. I'm excited about it.
Patrick Mahomes, is he finally feared?
What?
He should be.
He should be.
But is he finally feared? Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.